Parshas Sugyan, that means in Sanhedrin, Vindata Rishus, Chen Mutan Chutzagim of Parsos, talking about ourselves also, Chen Kasav Ramah. We saw the Ramah on Sunday, fine. And even on Thursday, we saw the Ramah. With Erevin, they gave a different teretz, as we pointed out. Shita number two. Sugyan Maria Betamat Chavar. Ubezem Mutter Chutzagim of Parsos, also talking about ourselves. Vishal Maria Betamat Gomer. Ubezem talking about ourselves, Chayab Misa. So here I ask the same question that I asked in Shir on Sunday. I asked this, 27 years ago. People think the same way 27 years later. Amazing. Okay. Well, the Tosis Kanir, the Betalmid Chover, Ein Isa Lahoros Af Tochim of Parsos. With Beis Yosef Shamatir Af the Fun of Mamish. Aval harama also in the fun of mamish. Chen pasag agra. We never saw those gros that was on the Rambam comes. Ches tes and yud. We didn't do it, and it's a good opportunity to do it now. Well, the tois v'sham near it. The reshus may rabo lo mahani. With the lowest giru klal. Kama shulchan aruch achor lo yiskiru l'shita zu. Well, if he's there, Talmud gomer also lahoros klal. Afim dot reshus may rabo. That's how I presented it on Sunday. There are two different shitas in Tosfos. One in Erevin and one in Pesachim, and neither holds from the other. So our Tosfos is saying that Rishus makes a difference, but Tosfos in Erevin never mentioned that. On the other hand, Tosfos in Erevin says Talmud Chaver has certain limited restrictions. Our Tosfos never said a word. There's probably no issue at all. Either at least Gimel Parsos, maybe even in front of himself. It's Nishkan Rebbe, it's Nishkan Rav. Not Rabbo, it's a Talmud Chaver. Fine. Okay, Rabbo Sai, this is a summary of the first, what we said. Good. Baruch Hashem. Avo b'yorach ha-shulchan kosav. That's what I said, you know. I forgot, but I learned on Thursday, it's an orach ha-shulchan. V'zeh l'shon. V'harosh v'atur kosu, ketosus erivin, l'chalik ben Talmud Gomel Talmud Chaver. Okay. V'lo b'yiru, now wait a minute. When he says the Rosh, he probably means the Rosh in Sanhedrin. So let's take a look. I'm going to give more Sanhedrin to the Rosh. Let me turn to the Rosh, please. Let's take a look. See if that's what he means. Bosai, please look inside. Here's the Rosh, end of Simon Beis. End of Simon Beis. Umaskira, it's page Beis and our new print after the bold. Umaskinim pe erivin perikadadav sanoch beizim and beiz tamad muvuk b'toch sholosh parasos chayav misa kibnei aron shtohor b'fnei melshem mamish lebetoch machne yisrael horu uchos l'tamad shorob v'er b'lezik tal kibbe parasos v'chutz kibbe parasos osu v'ena chayav misa v'tamad chover b'toch kibbe parasos osu chutz kibbe parasos is mutter. Stop right there. The Rosh is what Tosfos says in Masechet Erivin. This is what we call the second sheet in Tosfos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'lo b'iru, neither the Rosh nor the Sunday Tor, eich datam k'shenot v'shus me'rabah. So we thought, what did we think earlier? That they hold that Rishus doesn't work. Right? Well, look, nearer the Rishus me'rabah lo mahani. They didn't mention anything about Rishus. And the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention either, according to that Shita. Have to look at the Shach Yud Aleph. And he says as follows. Ach midir be a rush erev in sham. Ah, see, this was out of the Makaros. We saw the rush in Sanhedrin. I don't think I did. I forgot what the Mamma Kamas looked like on this circuit. We gave it out. It's on your screen somewhere. You sent it to everybody. I don't remember if I put down the Russian Erevin on that Mamma Kamas list. I don't remember anymore. I don't think I have it here. In any event, I don't see it. Whether I did or didn't is not so relevant. I have it here. Found it. Well, there, Erevin. Yes! The Rosh was there. Perek Vav Simon Beis. We must have read it together. So I don't remember this. I'm sorry. Erevin. Acha kol adrom siyev. The ein roar le tamad chochem litol sror b'fnei rabo. Elam kein not le reshus me rabo. That's what we saw in the Russian Perek Vav Simon Beis. Okay.
Isn't it arguable that Talmud Chaver is Rishus? I mean, he's a licensed
guy. Yeah, you could say that. Could say, but that's the opposing donors from that way. Mashma, Diminitilas Rishus, Becholin and Shari. Utmihani ala Turish Labirze. How come the Torah didn't say it? His father said it in Erevin. Even though in Sanhedrin he's silent. Ulai Samach al Mashahavi Mikodav Dasa Rambam, the Torah did. Diminitilas Rishus Shari, Ayan Shah. Umasha Diminitilas Rishus Mut Apatamid Gomer, Fiat Befonov. Whoa, Befonov. Ho, Befonov. What are you talking about? Even Tosa said over here, what? Not the Rishus is us even. 1 second. Mutachus Gimel Parsos. Now he's also Befonov. Even Gimel Parsos is also, the Ramah writes. He wants to suggest over here it's Mutter even Befonov Mamish? At Befonov? Literally? That's a pretty major, major Chiddush that Rosh Hashanah suggested. Nimsa, if he's right. There are three Shittas. Tosas here holds Mutagim and Chutzgim and Parsos. Tos and Erevin, the way I learned Pshat, it's also even Chutzgim and Parsos. He never said a word. Aruch HaShulchan, it's Mutter, even Tochim and Parsos, even Funav. Wow. So Aruch HaShulchan is against everything we said about until now. Okay. It could be he's right and I'm wrong. He's much greater man than me. So that's what he says. Now, I mean, and we should really take a little bit of a detour now. I get out of here by pressing E.
Yeah.
And looking, we were up the rush ourselves, which we did see last either Sunday or last Thursday, and see if we agree with the Aruch HaShulchan. That the fact that the rush at the very end said what he said, does that really prove what the Aruch HaShulchan said he said? That's, you know, my Rebbe Tuz always looks things up. Let's take a look together. The rush. Hey, we're in. Perek Vav. Siman Beis. Okay. And the Maramakoma said, if you recall, from Behod Omar, where's Behod? Behod Omar, also Chayav Misa, Kol Toch Shosh Parsos, Choshev Befonov. Same as Atos has said. Okay. Fine. V.A. Roar. This is what we saw this quoted. This is true. V.A. Roar. Ho de Talmud Chover Mutter Hainu Dachka Chus to Shalosh Parasos. Okay. Fine. Okay. Hold on. Oh. At the very end, he says as follows. So I added the Mar Makomos here. So we did read the sentence. Listen very carefully. The whole Aruch HaShulchan is based upon one line. What's the one line? The Ein Roar the Talmud Chacham Litol Sra Bifnei Rabo Elam Kein Not the Rishus Mei Rabo. Based on this one line, says the Heilig Aruch HaShulchan that if not the Rishus Mei Rabo, he can be Notol Sra even Bifnei Rabo Mamish. Is that really so? Maybe. What do you say? The immediately preceding issue was Ravina Sar Sakina Bebova. He says, that's not really a hora. Kvod Shel Chacham. We have to really go back to this sugya of Ravina. See, what exactly did Ravina do? Was Ravina quoted before in the rush? Let's take a look. It's not here. Is he quoted over here? Is Ravina quoted over here? Rabbi Osai in Sanhedrin? Yes or no? Not quoted here either. The reason I want to look for it is I want to see if we can possibly interpret that one line in Aruch HaShulchan, in the Rush, which is the whole base of Aruch HaShulchan, as maybe being limited to the Sakina story, potentially. That would, of course, if that's true, then the Aruch HaShulchan's deed would not be necessarily correct. but I'm just trying to find if the post can talk about it over here. Let's take a look at the sugya in Erevin. Now we have to go to the Gemara.
It's only Mishum Kvoda.
Well, that's a...
Wow. And Mochuk and the Barov walks in, they don't show him the Chalim.
Well, let's look at the Gemara. We'll look on the Gemara. See if it can fit it in. Because I'm so... Now, the Aruch HaShulchan said a tremendous Chiddush. And it's based on one line in the Rush, right? I mean, look, one line in the Rush is enough if it really says that. Okay. Not here. Here we go. Ravina Sar Sakina Bebubo. Omale Ravashi, my time of Marhochi. Omale. For Rav Hamanuna, Ori Becharta Dagas Vishnei the Rav Chista. Omele Lav Ori Itmar. No, he didn't. Omele Itmar Ori Melori. Vishnei the Rav Huna Rabbe Hud Lori. For Ori Vishnei the Rav Chista, the Talmud Chover de Lehu. And he, Ravina, said we saw this on Sunday or Thursday. Anonami, me, I Ravina, I'm a Talmud Chover de Marano. I'm a Talmud Chover of you, Rav Ashi. You know, he called him, he didn't call him by his name. Called him Mar. Called him Mar. Right, called a mar. Okay, so here's a question now. This is the whole Gemara. It's a few lines in Erevin, Samar Gimel and Aleph. Ever see the Gemara? You got it, Clark? So Ravina did what he did, and why did he do what he did? Because he's a Talmud Chaver. So Talmud Chaver, he says, is permissible. Was it before of Mamish? No, it was Bibavel. Maybe it was within three parcels. Okay, let's go back to the Rush and see it one more time if we can reread it. Rabbeinu said one more time. Let's chazer again. This is as follows: Ravina de Sar Sakina Bebabel Lav Hora Havi. What's he saying over here? He says Talmud Chaver is only Chutz L'Sholosh Parsos. The problem with Ravina was without L'Sholosh Parsos, he's assuming. So why did Ravina do what he did? Because it wasn't really a Hora. Okay, Kvod HaShel Chacham. No, so what's the problem with that Hora? Here's why I want to read it. Ven Roar L'Talmud Chacham L'Tol Sroar B'Fnei Rabo and another Shutz Mei Rabo. That's what he's talking about. This non-Hora case. I want to say that maybe Aruch HaShulchan is not correct, a chutzpah on my part. But what can I do? Torah the one in Tzoruch. You know what I'm telling you now? I'm rereading, after add to the article here. I'm saying, no. If you look carefully in the way the Rush phrased it over here, this line is only going on what he just said before, which is not really a hora. So it's not really a hora. Still, it's not nice called a shulchacham. So he shouldn't have done it, right, without rishus. So you tell him, Talmud Chaver, and okay. But a real Hora, maybe it wouldn't help. Otherwise, Rush should have said it in Sanhedrin too. You should really look at the Tosfos of Rush. You have a Tosfos of Rush, Rabbi? Look over here, Tosfos of Rush. We have Tosfos of Rush. I looked it up yesterday. Tosfos of Rush, you have it in the back of your Oz V'Hodor? Or on your screen, if you don't have your... No, but money you have... Who has Oz V'Hodor? Raise your hand. Okay, that's a good chunk. So let's look in Tosfos of Rush. Let's see if you discussed it. My recollection is that Tosfos Rush here says what, sort of the standard stuff. I mean, it's the standard that he and Tosfos say here and there. I have it over here, Avosai, on page Dalet, the first new paragraph. And Erevin, Talmud Muvuk, within Gimel Parsos, Chai Misa. Three parsos and more is not chayav misa. Talmud Chaver was the same story as the Rush answered in Masechta Erevin. Okay, again, doesn't say a word. It's hard to imagine that the Rush, and there's no end. See, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Oh, but the very end, he changes it all." But he didn't change it over here. Didn't change it in Sanhedrin. I don't believe the Aruch HaShulchan now. The more I think about it, the more I think that. But I was right. So I hate to say it that way. But I'm being doch in a riot that it's only called on Sakin. Look again. Maybe look up, someone looks at Tosi Rosh Hanervin. Let me know what it says. I don't have it. We can maybe look that up. We can get Tosi
Rosh Hanervin.
Right.
It changes the topic.
Well, that's not necessarily the change of the topic, because the whole thing, the Easter here may be an Easter of Soror.
Never says that.
You're right. That's a riot to me, you say.
Right. So
yeah.
You're
right. But let's look. You're right. I'm with you. I want to look at Tosis Arush in Eruv. You'll be able to get that. Where's Tosis Arush? What about saying? Tosis Arush. Follow the paper trail. Eruv, yeah, it exists. What that is? Samach Gimel and Alf. Let's see. If he says anything, scratch that. Let's go back a daf. Minus. Okay. Oh, here's a discussion. Oh, let's go slowly. Rabosai, can we go slowly? Avchista, lo b'mkom ha'y ki b'pum b'disa ha'y b'mkom ha'sharef luna. So, achlam the tamad chaver. Ravina de Sar Sakina Babel, Mashmashe Rocho Kabe Miravashi, Voya Austin Mutamad Gomer. You what's going on? Would have been us that have been a Tamad Gomer. I also Chai Misa, we didn't have a parasol for fun of. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Let's go. This is again. Oh, look, let's read together. Watch this. How Rosh Hashol Yodeh Harop Shutahiko, Nosan Tal of Gam. Then it's no problem. Then it says, Ravina de Sar Sakina Bebavo, Lav Horohi. I can arrive at the punctuation to the Bar Ilan, but it's clear from the Bar Ilan as we have it here in the punctuation, it's without any, no comma, nothing, that is only describing Ravina. Only discussing Ravina. So what was Ravina? Ravina, what? Who was Ravina? So Basia is a little tricky, because before he said, what did he say before? Before he said, what did he say? Is Rav Chista? Oh, Ravina de Sar Sakina Bebavel, Mashmash Hayarochok Habe Meravashi, Vaya Asir, and Vaya Talmud Gomer. Here he's saying it's like a Ravina made a regular, normal. Hurrah! Would have been Asir, it'd be a Talmud Gomer. Even far away, he's discussing regular horos, right? Now he says something is pashut. And Ravina de Saras Hakinim Babel was not a horo. Isn't that against what he said at the beginning? At the beginning, he says talk about a regular horo, right? This chivis a regular horo. And Ravina, how did he do it? It was rochel karbe. Nonetheless, it would have been also been a Talmud Gomer. That's the Shita of the Tosus that, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome. Because it's even chutz, it's also without a chiyav misa. Now he's saying, Ravina de Sar Sakina Bebava Lav Horohi. No, it's not a Horoh. Did he change his mind? This is a Nushi. Rabbi, so how do you explain this over here? Is he suggesting Ravina's Sar Sakina Bebavel is a kind of a horror pshuta? He's changing his mind? So now I'm really in a quandary. Sounds like he's saying over here that Ravina was not really a horror. But on top, he sounds like he's saying Ravina really is a horror. So now maybe the Rosh Hashulchan really is right. Follow what I'm saying? Here he says, to my regular horos. And in the middle of that regular horror, he throws in Ravina's Sar Sakina Bebavel was Rocha Karbe. Nonetheless, it would have been awesome in a Talmud Gomer, which fits, that's the opinion that we have. right? Chutz gimel parsos is also benachayev misa. Regular horror. Then he's talking about other things, the regular stuff, right? Also v'chayev misa. Then he starts with his new yisod of something which is a chiddush. Okay, this is fine. Pshuta, not lap. Shishim, that's pashut. Then he starts. How do you fit this in? Ravina disar sakina bebava lavo rohi. And there's some kvod achochem. Kedamina lo amu hadras tzakan lachochem elam ne kvod shel chochem. Vein ro le talmud el strom bifnei rabo elam kenot the reshits mimem. Had Ravina been a real talmud as opposed to a talmud chaver? So the Tilas Rishus maybe wouldn't have helped. How do we know all this? I'm perplexed. First, on top, he said it's a horror. And the only reason it's butter is why? Because he's a Talmud Chaver.
But Tav is talking about distance.
Right, so even though it's far away.
No, so he's saying that therefore that's not part of our discussion. It's not talking about Tav. And then later on, now what was the actual Psak? Oh no, that was a problem with Sroor anyway.
Chazer again. I don't, that's, Rabbi, I need your help. Here's Ravina was far away, and it still would have been us to pass it on the knife had he been a Talmud Gomor. It wouldn't have been a Chiyav Misa. Okay, far away, wouldn't have been a Chiyav Misa. Right? Wouldn't have been a Chiyav Misa. And I wanted to suggest, since he doesn't mention anything about Rishus, even with Rishus would have been Asr. That's what I thought, because he doesn't mention anything about Rishus. It's only giving a head to Talmud Chavar. But then, the Aruch Hashulchan correctly points out, a few lines later, same Ravina, he says, it's not a horah, kfod chacham. And then he says, ven roh le talmud le strom ne rabo, el genot rishus me rabo, implying, if he didn't receive rishus, it would be mutter. Even a talmud, gomor, presumably, if he's far away, because he's beyond, we said before, he's far away. So then why is it lav horah? Even if it is a horah, it should be mutter. I'm just perplexed.
How do we know
he was not out of
Rishus? So that's why it's not Ra?
No. Two things. One, you ask a question, was he not out of Rishus? The answer is no. He was not out of Rishus. That's why it would have been Usher had he been a Talmud Gomer. That's his on top. Right? And I wanted to suggest, if he only had this, that he doesn't say anything about Rishus, Rishus wouldn't help. Only the Talmud Chaver helps, no matter how far you are. That's why I understood Pshat and the Rosh on my own. You follow me? That's why I want. We stopped here, but the Aruch HaShulchan makes a big deal about the last line. And roll the Talmud little straw b'fnei Rabo, Elam Kane, not the Rishus B'menu. If he's not the Rishus B'menu, he wants just a bigger cooler than we have. We have a cooler. Not the Rishus works when far away. He wants to say not the Rishus would work. Even close by would have worked. That's very nice. Then why do you throw this in over here of this line? Lav Orohu, what's it doing there? Just say, Ravina Sarkhaim Babavel. Yeah. So he shouldn't have done it. Why? Because he didn't ask for Shus. If he would have asked for Shus, it would have been able to make a real Orohu. So I don't understand. First, it's a real Orohu, and it's not a real Orohu. I need you to help me out. You have a deadline of tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. As we start Shia, tell me before, I'll quote you in Shia. I'm a quandary. Should I fix up this mimer? Should I not? What do I do over here? Okay. I don't know. One of the many things I don't know. Right there, right. So let's go back over here to this. I'm on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Val Mordechai and Erevin learned the sugya there. Koloma chutzgim parsos. Shabrabo roga lovo l'sham. Both Shavak Makroi, but as we saw, the Chor was Mr. Pshat, not Mordechai. The Osirak Makom Rabbo. Avalam Rabbo, Rogi, Lovel, Shom, Gamokom Zadik, Gamokom Rabbo. And Ramok, what's this? This is the Yeshomri. Gam Lashita Zulach Ora, Rishus Me Rabbo, Lo Mahani. That's what I thought. Right? They don't say Rishus won't work. Or Chashulchan Nira, no. The Mishtei HaSugis Muduba Shalom Not LaRishus. The Benot LaRishus Mudur Tolkien LaParasol Chalashitus Kod Ar Chashulchan. It's called Lav Dafka, because Kod Ar Tosus is certainly prohibited, as he himself says in Sif Yud Zayin. So let's now take a look at Rabosai in Ar Chashulchan itself. We'll read from Tes Vav through Yud Zayin. Okay, back here. You read your Dalet, that's what Achidush Nifla was. Right? It's behind the Torah. Well, we should have said so. Well, the Fizet Tirah, Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, Hirkim Shtei Diyos V'Yachar. He combined two opinions. What did Rabbeinu Beis Yosef say? Also, La'adam La'horos L'fnei Rabbi Li'olam. Cholamor L'fnei Chav Chayav Misa. Fine. Rochel Gibbet Beis Mil. Shol Adam Rishus B'Darach Mikre. Can answer. That's the Rambam Sheet. Fine. Then he says, V'yesh Omen. The Talmud Gomo Toch Yud Beis Mil. Chayav Misa. The Mumore. Yeah. Chutz Yud Beis Mil is Potter Aval Asur. Talmud Chover. Toch Yud Beis Mil Potter Aval Asur. Chutz Yud Beis Mil Mutter. What mutter? Afal Pish and not the Rishus Mirav Echot. Whoa, that's another sheet. Says the Rosh Hashanah, and here give das hachach mi ha-tzafatim. So das toises be'erevim, das ha-rosh v'tur, and das ha-rajah v'tshuva she'evenu. The Rajah v'tshuva is the one who talked about one rep. We saw that, remember we saw that? Recently, that was the last thing we saw. Sunday, whatever, I think Sunday we saw that. Yeah. Right? That the Rajah would be called that a sixth sheet. Hey, mit terutzim nefrodim. So that's a Rashba and Chilik ben Talmud Gomel and Talmud Chomer. Gamazelo beer yafesh is a tzarach l'rishus mikol rabosav. Zerak tolkim meparasos. Chutz meparasos. Daven etil shuv miyach amehem. Ula gam kavanos lekenu. Udvarv tzarachi and gadol. He doesn't understand the Beis Yosef. And the Shach Yud is also the Shver. Why? When it says Talmud Chomer, but the chutz meparasos, he's mashra afilu belon etilas rishus. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. It's Chaymash for the Sanhedrin. He says, what do you call Sanhedrin? What do you, whoa. Shom HaTamad Chavu. Shom Dachu Chilik Zed. Tol Sanhedrin doesn't hold from that way. Ayin Shom. He doesn't understand. What's he quoting over there? It's Tol Sanhedrin. The Shach's going the wrong opinion. Yeah. My Masha Pshita Dekenu Until Shushus Gam Tamad Muvak Mutu Tov Gimel So Befond of Mamash Chol Hashitas. Whoa. What? Mashma filo antilas v'shus? What do you mean mashma? Pshita shekenu. Te ben antilas v'shus gam tamad muvak mutta tol gimel shalom b'fonav mamish l'chol hashitas. Chol hashitas? We thought no one holds this way. But even according to him, we'll see, the whole Sanhedrin doesn't hold that way. Gam yud aleph that tamad gom b'koi tamad chom v'sag antilas v'shus mirabo akan t'mu ha'mod. Dizil mi ha'rashba. Even a mechalik ben tamad gom b'chover. The Rash Tamad Chav Yeshlom Jain Tzor Klal as the Rambam would hold. Yesh Yashav Devar of the Shach. If you have Beis Yosef Shehir Kevshtei Hashitas, you have to say this way. Achmai the Kamash Pshita the Tamad Gomer Koi came and Shekosim Mikol Rabos of the Mufokim. Ain't the Shach Tamad Chav doesn't like the Shach. He doesn't like the whole Shach. We can answer some of the questions against the Shach. And there are Mos Tzorachian. Why? What does he say? Yesh Cholkim, and this is what we call Rabbi Osman Shuzna Rashba, Ikima Rishus Mi Rabbo Echad, Mahani Lahoros Chutzikim Parasos. Abo Tolkim Parasos, Lo Mahani Le, Mavua Midvar, Shesh Deya Soveres, the Gam Chutzikim Sarach Kol Rabbi Osman. Where did he say that? Where do you see that? I don't see it. Because if you omekain, al dvar zachidish arash b'lechal ben gimel tzor korabosa ben chutz gimel lebecha mer. Who's the yesh cholkin? What do you mean? Well, the shes in the Rambo is past, and the Shulchan Aruch says that korabosa works chutz gimel yesh cholkin. No, he's not cholik on that part. I think the Rambo should. This is a straw man. We'll see soon. Gamash a kosher mitzchilas tzivzeh kosher Shekosav alach the yosel horos b'fnei rabo v'zeh l'shono the ramo. Afi nitiyos v'shus lo mahani tolkim ha'prasos v'rabo mubuk. Kosher. That's the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam, the Machab is the Rambam Shita. V'adam ut the matiyos v'shus lo b'fon of mamash. Because zeh the kol tolkim ha'choshik b'fon of mamash, that toysel shita. It's not the Rambam, as we said. So therefore, what do you want? He's passing the Tosis. What does he want? Gamma shekosav the kol zeh b'rabo mubuk al tamid chov afil tolkim ha'sol shari. Quote, end quote. Kosher. How do you say according to the Rambam? Rambam Tam Lechova is no problem at all before them, as we said earlier. So maybe he means, I feel before them, Mamash Mutter. Anyway, he says, if they rabo, Mamash also, if he's not before them, Mamash, if he's skilled in the Kavod Rav, there we show them, before them, Mamash Mutter, Tam Lechova. The Kitzah, he's accusing the Shulchan Aruch, the Nevochim Heim, everything is so difficult, he says. It says, since every shita was miyashiv and steers between the Erev and Sanhedrin, everyone gave his own teretz, you can't combine terutzim for tzarachim. Why? You can quote different terutzim. I mean, what is he? He's mamash. These are harsh accusations against the Mechaber, the Shramo, and the Shach, coming from the pen of the Aruch HaShulchan. So what did I write about this? Let's see what I wrote many years ago. Not here, right? Let's see if I defended these people. Let's see what happened. Oh, hold on. The Rambam. Kesef Mishnah. Oh, here's another word. This Kesef Mishnah we saw. He said that the reason why you can't paskin is not because it's Avkirusa, it's Chutzpah. You're going to get it wrong. You don't have to see out of the Shmaya. Remember, Abaye paskin, you can push the wrong sack. So even Minotah Rishus won't help. Sorry, what about Tzvei Dinim? Avkirusa, Chaimisa, within three, also out of three. That's without Rishus. But below Mistaya Milsa, Usur, even if you're Makaba Rishus, within Gimel Parsos. Right? That's what we just saw. Rishus didn't help. Ain't Stavik Shanota Rishus. Oh, but they couldn't do it. Usur Machai Misa. Abayas Chai Misa Chas Visholem. You see, you can make a mistake even if you get Rishus. Don't do it. So, why is the Kesef of Mishnah? Oh, the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan, who are matirim benot the Rishus after the Parsos. Either against the Gemara, against the Bayim. Say no. Nafkemina heichas and Rab mochel al kvodo the Shori. Afilu hachi al yore. Lord was tayim mil sol Rabbo etzel. End quote. What does that mean? It's no answer. It's just silly. Lo was tayim mil sol. In other words, what's he saying? An answer that's not. But you get it wrong, so don't do it. Svei dinim. Ode Shlomer. Abaye lo notal rishus m'Rav Yosef. We saw this in did we read your base? No, we never read your base. Let's go back to your base. Ki hechaz ikas asach m'talmud chover. Ukshata heven shemin shemayin lo henichu. Hechaz ikas asmo ke talmud gomor. Before we go any further, page 90, let's go back to Aruch HaShulchan and your base. I don't think we saw your base. We saw it, you doubt. The Rambam says all Rambam Muvuk, Talmud Chover, everything goes, okay, everything goes that way. Imam Koma Mamish, I had it, Abaye passed the Mokam Rabbi Yosef. Abaye held he was a Talmud Chover. Well, how do you know it's true? Because when Abaye spoke to Rabba, he said Mar, and he spoke to Rabbi Yosef, he said Ata. He says, where is this found? B'shas. Gentlemen. Well, I know, you're between the shir, we have the keys all of Shas between everyone in the shir. Where in Shas does Abaye refer to Rabba as Mar and Rav Yosef as, you? Okay, I'll leave it to you until tomorrow at 9 o'clock to give the answer to that question too. Ulai oz hechzik asok also karabo muvuk. How do you like that, Rav Osai? Okay? Fine. Adkan. So back to where we were before. Oh, chidush and gedol. Fine. Avaloha rush. Ef shalom again. Why? To also apatam and chavat talking about parasas on the rishus. Kam kasha lama, the sfilik atosis deino isa gomur. Tim ken hayolo lahaske da kopon lama stayam milsa. Where the rush holds, we don't pass like a baibaze. So we left it out. Wow. You don't pass like a bai, he suggested. Ooh. Wow. A chidsh. On the other hand, pischei tshuva, Rabosai. We didn't, I don't believe it was on the Maramakots. It's pischei tshuva. Where's what did I just do with that? Huh? I have a piece of paper here, put it back. I didn't take it out? What did I do with that?
I think it's in the Gemara.
In the Gemara, thank you. And I didn't put it on. They say, my bad. Is that the right way to say it? My bad? That's the right lotion. Okay, I can correct it. Let's turn out to Yoredeya. See the Pesachet Shuvah. Let's go back to here. Dalit. Yoredeya. Farshim, we'll get to the Farshim. Yoredeya. Sifkot and Dalet. Here we go. I am at Shuvah Space Yaakov. The topic b'din she'osu lahoras al b'tei rabba tolkim u'parsos. Im hoya rabba, catch this now. Im hoya rabba chutzlikim u'parsos. V'horo horo lahakshir habema. That's okay. Rebbe was far away. Right? He's far away. And what did we say before? According to our tosis, you got rishus, right? Our tosis, you have to get rishus. Right? Something you don't need rishus. Okay? Maybe Talmud Chofer. Whatever the heck that happened to be. It was only based on the fact it was chutz mikim parsos. Guess what happens? Achakach bo rabba tolkim parsos. Ha ha! The Rebbe came back. Vabehema kayemes. You know, I never got a shot like this, really, with Trafus. A couple of people came to me with broken legs of chickens from Empire. I said, the Empire put the OU on it, and they got, it must have broken afterwards. So, I don't know how to pass the Trafus shots. They came to us with a shower, with a lung, or who knows what, a stomach. And if Rebbe was far away, say Paskin, Osa, Mutta, whatever it may be. Now here, the Rebbe's back, the Behem is still there. Now, they have to go back to the Rebbe. You hear what's going on? This is a serious shayla. Ichai v'sholas rabo, imaskim lor osa. V'meinu shol, inayim v'davimor alocha rabo v'nei rabo. Oh no! Onei makeven shekvar hoysa rosa kedin, kemen shirabo hoya os, chutzikim v'parasos. Ein tzorach lishol, gvaldik. Brings a right from Tosis. In Gemar Ho-Ro, Shoei Rabbe Chutzik in the Parsos, Ein tzorach lishol. Aber be'em tzoro, Gon Shoei Venosin, Venosin Baro, Adayin Ho-Ol, Af Shodeh, Lehechan Adinote, Nod Lo Shabo Rabbe Tolkim in the Parsos, Osu Loros Pelshim, Rabbe. So then, okay, so you pass. Shub Sida Lahatim Bezeh, Fish Atam Shomer B'Gemar, Mishum Lo Mestayim Ilsam. Period. Ad kan beis Yaakov. His daiti ain't a mechuva. The mashamah perikaf al pi. Amar abay lo mishum di bakhusa. Amishum lo istayim milsa. Hakavana the lo mishum mirzi kapikrusa lechudu. Elagam mishum the lo istayim milsa. Tosu says. Amhecha sherab mochel al kvodo, dino emes. The chassidus should always ask. That's what he's suggesting over here, Abosa. That he's assuming that the whole din is mishmat istay lo istay milsa doesn't apply if you're passing before the Rebbe walked in. No! There are two reasons. Okay. Hecha sherab mochel al kvodo. Then Dino Emes. What do you mean then Dino Emes? If the Rav is Mokal al Kvodo, so what's it mean? Chutz to give a parasos, it's mutter. Tolkim a parasos, it's awesome. So the Rebbe was Chutz to give a parasos, was Mokal al Kvodo, and then he comes closer in, then I think he's suggesting that there's no problem with Stein Milson because he passed and he was out of town, and there's no problem of Kvodo because he was Machal al Kvodo. I Machal al Kvodo doesn't work within Gimel Parsos. That's probably because the Mechila won't work. We have to see why it won't work. We have to discuss that Mishum in the Mamma that I wrote. Okay, so far, Abosai, we're making slow but steady progress. Back here. Pische Shiva Beis Yaakov, Kol Yisa Vesugidu Mishum Lo Estayim Milsa. Kedabai, Nafkamina. Mihichlit HaPsak, Sherabo HaYachutz Begimel Parasos, Achabo Rabo, Mutal Horos. The Ein Lochash La Rabo Tos. Even if you think about it, you came to the decision in your mind, you didn't get the pronouncement yet. Kemet Sherabo Lo Hayatzel Kishahichlit. Pische Shiva disagrees, it's Vedin. Tosu says, Barabo Achakach, Osim Mishumar Pikurso, Elim Kem Mochel Al Kavodo. Why is Mochel Al Kavodo help? He's now within Gimel Parsos. What does that mean? This is not so poshut. When he said Mochel Al Kavodo works, he meant it works in all situations. Even if you didn't make, hadn't given your official psak yet? I'm not so sure that's true. Read it again. What did he say? Mash, what happened over here? He says, no seven osin maro. He knows which way it's leaning, and the Rebbe comes in. First says it's usur. No, because it's about Vistaya Milsa. He's wrong, because apikursa is also a consideration. Right? Tois and Shom. Then he says, onam hecha sherav mochal al kvodo dino emes. Why is dino emes? We pass the mechila doesn't work within Gimel Parsos. Am I correct? Did that we pass the Shulchan Aruch? I think so. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. See what it says. Let's review. We saw this already by Richas on Sunday. We'll see it again. First quotes the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita. It's the quote, and then he throws in over here the Ramah that nothing works. Tilsha doesn't work with the Gibbon Parasos. Rabbi Muvuk. Rosh Hashulchan has tainus. Why is saying it's according to the Rambam? Okay. Then, okay, Kavua. This is Rabbi Muvuk, Talmud Chaver. Talking about Sos is Shari. The Yeshomim, Befanim is Asur. Okay? Okay, fine. Then Yeshomim, Tais the Shita, right? Talmud Gomer, Chayim Misa. Chutz is Potam al Asur. No, this is the Rosh Hashita. Right? The Rosh Hashita. Where is our Tosis and Sanhedrin Shita? Where is that? That's found over here, right? I feel in the Tils of Shus Lomahani Toch Gimel Parsos Imu Rabba Muvuk. Who says this? Rabbo say, open up our Tosis. He says this. He's close over here. It's in Tosis and Sanhedrin. Is that what it says? I feel until the Shus Lomahani told him about souls in Rabbi Muvuk, implying Chutz and Biskoza would help. Let's read again our Tosis. What did our Tosis say? What did our Tosis say? Right over here, Haman Beis. Rabbi said, look inside. A steer between Sanhedrin and Erevin. What did Tosis answer? Venera, the Hoss of Mari. Lo not the Rishus Merabo. Lo not the Rishus Merabo. What's the din? Within Gimel Parsos is Chayav Misa. Beyond Gimel Parsos is not Chayav Misa. Correct? That's lo not the Rishus Merabo. And what's not the Rishus Merabo? That's our Gemara. And what does our Gemara say? Even though it's not the Rishus Merabo, it's still Asur within Gimel Parsos. So what's he saying over here? I feel no tishut lomahani toch gimel parsos. What do you mean toch? Oh, so Atosis is saying chut does work. Okay, so chut gimel parsos. This is an accurate quotation. How many shitas are there? Let's count. We had what, six shitas? Oh, five, six. One is the Rambam. Two is Tosis and Sanhedrin, which the Ramah throws in the middle. Three is the Rosh, which the Ramah throws in it later on. Okay. Four. Well, this is really the Rush too. Talmud Chaver. It's the same. Four is the Mordechai, which we saw. Four. And where's the Rashba? Where's the Rashba? Here. Rabo Echad. So all five sheets are compressed into this one sif. The Ruch HaShulchan Tainas, they give me five different Teirutz, so I can just make a mishmash out of all of them. Follow me? That's his Tain against these Gedol. Okay. They made reference to all five Shittas. Let's go back to what we said before.
How do you define Talmud Gomer?
Of someone who is not on the level that he can consider himself close to his Rebbe. So according to Ruch HaShulchan, Abaye thought he was close to Rebbe Yosef. When he passed in wrong, he realized, I am not so close. I'm still a Talmud Gomer. So obviously people can make a mistake.
You have
to be makaris makomo. So one of the biggest problems we have in today's world. People not makaris makomo. They think, oh, it's one of the memches drom that told them to be makaris makomo. You know where you stand. The pecking order, Rabosa.
Couldn't Rabbi Yosef have just like told them, like, I don't think you're like ready. Like wouldn't that have been easier to hang it and fail them?
Well, you know, well. Anyway, so what happened over here? So we're back to the Pisrei Tshuva. I went in too fast. Pisrei Tshuva said, I'm sorry, I went too fast. Back to the Pisrei Tshuva. One more time. What did he say? I want to make sure we got it right. What did he say over here? Watch. There are two reasons. Omehecha sherav mochel al kvodo, dino emes. Why is dino emes? We paskin, at least the Ramah, that it doesn't help to have mochel al kvodo if you're talking with parsos. Now the Rebbe is within the parsos. What's pshat? I don't understand what the Pisrei Tshuva is saying. Unless he's going on the case of Rochel Mirabo. Nobody said he came back. That's the whole point. He came back. Rabosai, I'm stuck with this. Why is Dino Emes? Why? Why? He's still here, the Beis Yaakov. The dinner, you made up your mind, but you didn't, what, say the words yet? Oh, it's Taya Milsa. So it's no problem anymore. He says, no, there are two reasons. It's also Afkirusa. Then he says, Mochal Kavoda, why? Doesn't help with the Gimel Parsos. You know what he's trying to say? Maybe he's saying, Chiddush Nifla? The reason why it doesn't help with the Gimel Parsos is not because it doesn't help. It helps if you get it wrong. Ah, that's what the Pisrei Tshuva means. It helps, but you're going to get it wrong. But once you decided before he came, you're going to get it right. Aha. There's a different lumpness than we said earlier. We said earlier that you won't, it's even if he gives you mechila, it's still a chutzpah to pass, despite the mechila, if he's within Gimel Parasol. You say, no. The only reason you can't do Gimel Parasol is you're going to get it wrong. But if you decided before he came, you're going to get it right. Very good. And Pisrei Tshuva is right and I'm wrong. At least according to his understanding. Good. Very good.
So on your perspective, if you're looking from the point of view of the person asking, they need finality and there's a system.
Okay, you're right. 100%
so
right.
He should ask his Rebbe. That's a separate halacha.
Okay, correct. Rebbe Osai, watch this. Chidushi Aran also said, Chenolta Rishus Mutal Horas Tolima Parsos Rav Shemochel Al Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. I may get it wrong. Okay, you get it wrong. Elash Rabbeinu David Oseh. Let's look up the Ran. My Rebbe told me not to see everything. The Holy Rebbe said, we got to look everything up. Before Shem Rebbe Oseh, Ran, Sanhedrin. It's not really the Ran, but it doesn't matter. Afhei. This is on the Maror Makomos, I think, this rod, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, what does he say over here? The fun of Mamish. One second. The fun of Asif Chai Misa. Honor Chai Misa. Holy Wish. The fun of Mamish Misa. So the fun of, talking about Parasols, also the Rais Chai Misa, against our Tosfos. Zeh Talmud Gomo, Talmud Chavar, Mutter. Well, if he's Zeh, This is the Ran Sheet. There's a Ran Shita. So he has a kasha. What do you need Xera for? Without the Xera, it's the Raisa. Tamat Chover. Shvachavort. Rabbeinu David here. Rabbeinu David Zal. Who is Rabbeinu David? The Talmud of the Ramban. I told you. The Ran is from this so pseudo Ran is coming from that school. Of course, Rabbeinu David frequently. We know Rabbeinu David mostly from Psachim. Well, they printed on Sanhedrin too as a separate volume. Machon Harry Fischel, I think, printed it out many years ago. If you can get it, it'd be worthwhile. Mashu asam in Torah, afil ben tias rishus, also. Yeah? Doesn't help. Whatever does with the Raisa, the tias rishus doesn't help. Who said that it does help? Who says that it does help? Here, Tosis, Chutz in the Parsals is also at least with the Rabbanon anyway. But let's give a shus. Oh, Talmud Chaver. What about it? Can Rishus help for Nisa Doraisa? Let's take a look together. What did Ran himself say before we got to the Tosis? Bafan of Mamish is Misa. Shalom b'fanav t'givdik b'chal sas osim b'doraisa tamud gamur. And will Rishus help? Will Rishus help? Doesn't say b'feirish. It says it sounds like it would work. What's the rest? What's the Dibur Maskel? But also shav gazu tamud yor alocha el mkein not lo Rishus me rabba. Okay? And some say they have a girsa. I will love him, rabbo. Can't be dafka, because that's the raisa. It's the raisa. It's the raisa to get in. Chayamisi, not chayamisi on the rabbonans. Lefi zug zeira zushi mit rabbonan, our Gemara. Havi betamut gomer chutz gimma parasos. The betov gimel parsos ika isura doraisa, and rabbanan asered even out of gimel parsos. That's the Ranchi. Tosfos says no. Because remember, they had a different girsa. He had a girsa over here. He's explaining a new girsa, which we don't have. I don't even see it in Shina Girsos over here. Bosa shah gazru tamal yora elu ken adur shusmer rabba. There was one girsa gazru tamal yora elu bemokam rabba. That means obviously the Xerah Rabbanan. Tosfos has his own. We know Tosfos Shita. He has a kasha. Why did Xerah over here Tamar Yom Nafshu Shusper Merabo without the Xerah is a Doraisa? So what's the answer? Tamar Chaver. That's not Tosfos. See, it's Tosfos in Abram with the rush. Fine. Tamar Chaver. Within Gimel is Asur, Chutz Gimel is Mutter. And the Xerah was, even Chutz Gimel, it's Asur, unless you are Nota Rishus, even if you're a Talmud Chavah. Rabbeinu David says, whatever does him in the Torah, Tzitzis just won't help. What's the Raya? What brings the Raya? Lav Ramani, the Mitzurika, Hocha, Vatanya, Vachule. Either one, the Tzitzis Rishus, they should have asked, maybe it's Nota Rishus. That's Rabbeinu David's Raya. Just won't help. Liana Raya. Maybe another shus would help by the raisa. Why? Yikud the rabbi he must a machel. The question was, why is Rabbeinu David hold not that way? Why is Rabbeinu David accept the principle of machel akvod akvod machel? That's my question. So I have as follows. Watch this. Number one, hold the kesed vishna. Also, mishum lo estaya milsa. Lomani Mechila, Rabbeinu David says, you can get it wrong. Wrong service. How does it help Mechila?
How did Yitro's suggestion to make the work done?
Because he gave him Rishus.
Oh.
it was a whole system set up. Oh, yes, it's a good question. It's an excellent question. Moshe put up Yitro with the whole system. There will be more Lachav if they Moshe Rabbeinu. Every one of them. She will be Chayim Misa. No, so Rishus has to help. So how can Tosfos say Rishus won't help? Within Yud Beis Mil, it's It's against the Pesuk of Mechumash. That's a good cash. Yes, question. Whereas Tosi says, we just won't help with the Dude Beis Mil. No, so what Moshe Rabbeinu? That's a good question. What? Moshe Rabbeinu is everybody's Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu is everybody's Rebbe. How can person paskin? They ask a great question. I should have thought of that question. How come anyone, the whole system you set up should be against, should be an Issa Daraisa, according to the Sheet of Atosis? The Rishus, Rabbi Muvik won't help within Yud Beis Mil. Wow. That's too good a question. The question is so good.
The system won't work.
What?
The Rosh Hashanah. The system won't work.
A Rosh Hashanah. But someone should ask this question in print. I'll give you until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to find this question in print. I'm about to say, you have two things to find out between 9 and 9. Okay. Good. You have assignments, you must. Huh? Three assignments. Okay. That's terrorist number one.
They were all given the bullet.
Oh, dear Shloma. The Sfirle have a bizoyon, the rabbo. Lo mahani mechil le bizoyon. If he's there, afim hichlet lefnei shirabba bo, kil rishus me rabbo, os loras, against the Pesach Shuv. The Pesach Shuv said that once you made up your mind, it's okay. Because he's only worried about what? Mistaya Milsa. If it's a bizoyon, it wouldn't help. That is a Ramba. That's also forever. Rishus won't help. Why? Bizoyim. Mechila won't help. But if it's not befod of mamish, then it's not a bizoyim. Kol Rabbeinu David, even that's a bizoyim. It's according to my second shot. Fine. We're making some progress for both sides. I know it's taking longer than I thought, but this is very important. What was written all those years ago is still relevant today. Okay, but you got to help me out with all these. I want to answer all these questions. I'll put it in. Shulchan Aruch says, we saw this a minute ago, in all your rabbis, yesh cholkin, you have one rabbi, it's good enough. Says Yeruch HaShulchan, composed to Rashba, Tosfos Kasha, Lundit HaRishus Klal, also Gam Chutz Megillah Parsos, Rishus Rabbo Echad, then what? Lundit Gimel Chayim Misa, other rabbis, Chutz Gimel Zvotar, that's yesh cholkin. Yeruch HaShulchan is the Kasha. The Shah Shitas or his Kiru Cloud over there. So what's the Yesh Cholkim? I asked, what's his Kasha? Here are more quotes the Rashba's Teretz and Kushas or Tosfos. Over and above Tosfos Teretz and the Mordechai's Teretz that he quoted earlier. There are more quoted three Teretzim. He quoted Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Mordechai, and the Rashba. Who the Mechaba quote? The Rambam and Tosfos in Edirin. That's we get five Shitas. All five Shitas are quoted. Two in the Mechaba, three in the Ramah. We're on both sides. Let's have freedom of speech. No, the Rambam and Tosfos Erev Meshev Yeshulchan Aruch. Upashish Kol Shita Cholekas Al Chaverta. Yes, the Kashan Shulchan Aruch just starts to just because Rabbi Osam Mevokim. Lama Lo Beer the Chutz to Gimel Parasos Ain't Zorch. Shulchan Aruch mentioned this din. Shulchan Aruch mentioned this din. I don't remember. It's not fair to read this before we see the Shulchan Aruch again. And we'll see before we get to page. This is the last page, 91. Yeah. Let's try to finish this page today, Rabbosai. Tomorrow, we'll talk about Pshara. We still have a page to go. We have only 10 minutes. So that's before, but before they see this page, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know anything by heart. Maybe you do. I don't have it. Shulchan Aruch. Where's Rabbi Samuel Falcon? Where? Oh, yes, it's true. Oh, yes. Talmud Chaver, Toch Yimut Beis Mil, Potter Rabbal Asr, Chutzimut Mil is Mutter. That's who Shita. This is Shita as Harosh. Then he throws in the Mechaber. Afal Pisha Not the Rishus Mirav Echad, Lo Sagi, Achiyito Mi Rishus Mikor Rabbal Asr, Hamav Falcon. What's the case? Where's Rishus? Where do you find the word Rishus anywhere? Where is the word Rishus found in Maran Bet Yosef before here? Where? Oh, Adina Rishus. In the Rambam Shita, he quotes Rishus. To be Kovea, your base manager on a permanent basis. So if Mechaba throws in, you want to do that, You need korah balsa mafok. Presumably, it's explained the Rambam sheet. That's how I understood it. Let's see what the Shach said. He didn't like the Shach. What the Shach? Is it Shach? Is he Shach? One of the Shach. Who's this? Shach. A Talmud Gomakoi. Okay. Talmud Chover is different. Okay. That's very good. Okay. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to here. Hold on, please. Watch. Ulefi avonasozu sheshitas a Rashba hi, but the Mechavis won the Rashba. Hikshod to hear kiva Shulchan Aruch she's a Rashba and she's told to Rabbi Erevin. Tivutz in the Frodin. Ach bemes al kashemidi Shulchan Aruch lo hevi sheshitas a Rashba klal. Ukul mekar b'maharik, as the Beragola says and the Shach said. So what's going on? So Shulchan Aruch is saying, quotes Tosin Erevin, quotes the Marit to teach us that Rishus helps, as Yeruch HaShulchan himself said. Yeruch HaShulchan's kasha on the Torah is no kasha. Shalom Birzeh. Oh, it's not Shver on the Mechaber, what's Shver on the Torah? Did he mention that Rishus helps? But Hosif, did he mean Rishus? Because Rav Muvuk, Av Zeh Shechutz Mikibah Parsos, against the Rashba. Against the Rashba. Rashba didn't say that every Rishus Chutz Mikibah Parsos. One is enough. Nicha Tvei Loshen Yosh Cholka B'Ramo Shecholik HaRashba Al-Zabba Zabba Frat Tam Rashba The Shuv is why Osu Gidim Chasos Mechsha Shema Yite Kigzeris Rebi Vemeilad Benot The Rishus Mirav Echad Ein Lochush. You got Rishus from one Rebbe, so you're not going to make a mistake. Lamar Riks Vile Tuvisim Bifnei Asim Mishim Kvod Arav. You need Rishus from everybody. So here I wrote that this Rishus is really going on the Tosfos in Erevin. Now, Tosfos in Erevin didn't say a word about Rishus. Not one solitary word about Rishus. So at the beginning of the Maimon, what did we say? Let's go back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. What did we suggest at the beginning? Tosfos in Erevin says, Talmud Gomer, Talmud Chover. Yeah. Tosfos here, there's no problem. Okay. Tosfos there, I suggested, Rishus Merabba Lo Mahani. And I thought the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention the corner of that Shita. Look on the Shach of Kod Yanav. We're saying now, the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention the corner of that Shita. So let's go back to the Shach one more time. What was the Shach saying Yanav? Oh, Rishus. Atamad Gomakoi. Kivisayim Ashita Rishus Mikorbas Amafokim. But who's it going according to? To me, I'm not 100% sure. Let's go back to this. There's not enough time. Let's try to finish this up in the next few minutes. All cause of Rambam. We're both saying we have to just finish this up. V'haim of Hakim, lo mairi kishar abo muvok, shirov mokmosim imen. And can he actually have such a harp? He can have more than one. But the Shach says no. Can have two abo muvokim. How do you see? Rov mokmosim imen. In mikra, mikra, in mishna, mishna, gemara, gemara. Nimsa shemisha lama meirov mokmosim be mikra meirav echad. Mokmosim be gemara meirav sheni. Yes, the Shnei Rabbah Mavuk, they're both. They have two Rabbah Mavuks. One taught you Mishnah, one taught you Gemara. Pischei Tshuva Gimel.
You can have a real problem if you learn two different kinds of Torah, and each guy said, I'm not giving you Shmita until you think my way.
Yeah, that's not a joke. I took the Pischei Tshuva Gimel, Rabbi Osai, quickly. Pischei Tshuva Gimel. Shvus Yaakov. Didn't we see this yesterday? Sure, we were here already. On Sunday we were here. Misha Rahli Mikomesha Yagila Ra, Shayora im Shumha Rabati Yirba Savit Khila. Rabbi Hosein Hinana Svarab, Taja Bakar of Yisrael. Ozlo Eva by beating Komatsu Secha. I told you that story. That when I was going for a problem. Komatsu Secha. Look at every single thing, they don't know what you know, what you don't know. I mentioned that I heard from Rabbi Goldvich Sukhana Rukh. Fine. Let's go back now to here. L'chol l'fizeh, I want to say the following. L'hepech. Ein rav muvik l'zman hazeh. Why? The rov chachmasein l'misvarim. So there is no Rabbi Muvik. Who said so? The Aruch HaShchaim, Simen Tama Torah, Simen Chaf Aleph. Let's take a look. Look it up. Rabbi Muvik said, don't trust me. Don't trust me. You should never trust the Rebbe. I told you this. Always look everything up. Where would Aruch HaShchaim be? Sifri Halacha Minig, probably. Right? Sifri Halacha Minig. We've shown him. Aruch HaShchaim. No. I assume it's Chelek Aleph. Where's Talmud Torah? I've also quickly. Where's Talmud Torah? I have to find it for me. Here it is. Talmud Torah. Simchah Aleph. I've also quick. Time is short. Osla lehos ferab al olam. Good base mill. Okay, fine. Right, close to Rambam Shita. Akhar Rambam. Shmuel Meivra Rabbo Shel Rabbein Yonah wrote, Miyom Shegolo Avoseinu V'chorav Beis Mikdashenu V'nishtamshu Arotos V'nismato Atoros V'alavavos Ein Lano Od Loma Moro Rabcha Kamor Shemayim. What's going on? Chol Adinim Aruyin Lassas Talmud L'Rab Nizbatlu. We know why? Ki HaGemoros V'Perushim V'Chidushim V'Chiburim Heim HaMorim HaAnashim V'Kol Afi Pikus HaLavavos. He's saying that the whole thing doesn't apply anymore, because every I quoted accurately. Yeah, we have 2 more minutes here, Rav Sain. Shulchan Aruch lo nirakein. Ulanal nicha, we pshat in the Ramah. Based on the Ramah, why? To be yamim elu. Mishalomdu limdo psak halacha va'iyun v'midu al emes v'yosher hu rabba muvik kloma after rov yidiyos seinu b'torin mitzvah b'svarim mikom kom la'ashach yitochen rabba muvik nosaf shemelam en osu ech lovin es divya svarim. And the shulchan aruch calls this havana talmud, as the Rambam says, uvizman hazeh nira to call sefer nitmas b'chlam mishnah. Right, you call the talmud by mishnah. If you miss out on a sefer, whatever's printed, you should know about. So what's Talmud? Lamdus, Rabosai. Lamdus. Lamdus, where the printed word stops, that's where the Lamdus begins. So therefore, since you have a Rebbe who goes beyond the printed page, and the screen page, so he is your Rebbe Muvuk. Imazman Azeh. Against your Chaschayim. And I swore him, Rabosai, and I'm Mufakim le Mishnah for your deus. Vadai you talking to Rav Echod or Acher Hidricho Ech Lahovim Mashnichta B'Svarim Rabba Mavuk Gemara Kedivrei Hashach. Rabbi Sai, how do you like that? What are your 3 assignments for tomorrow? Let's chazer again. Tosa Rosh, yeah, I couldn't have did Sakin. What's with that? That's the basic possible. What else? Oh yeah, Shasta. That's a technicality. Yeah, what's the third one?
Yisro.
Yisro, his gosh. I have problems, I both. I'm deputizing you all. Yeah, but it's against. Yeah, but it's against the rules. Someone should say it. Someone should ask your kasha. Look it up. Look at the chumash. Look at the parish of the chumash. You'll see someone has the kasha. Someone has to ask your kasha. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we'll try to start.